Nolte, CNN apologized to everyone but Nikki Haley. By John Nolte on February 22, 2023. CNN and Don Lemon have apologized to everyone but the actual person the sexist remark was aimed at, Nikki Haley. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed how Lemon's desperate, anti-science, Thursday morning insult was aimed directly at the former Republican South Carolina governor and how, in the days since, CNN has twisted and turned it into an insult against all women? No, no, it's not even that. What CNN has actually done is twist and turn an insult aimed at Haley into an insult against Lemon's charmless co-hosts, Poppy Harlow and Nurse Richette. Before we go any further, please allow me to be perfectly clear about something. This is not me demanding an apology for Nikki Haley or anyone else. I have great respect for sincere apologies. America could use more sincere apologies. Alternately, I have nothing but contempt for forced apologies. The bullies who demand them, and the cucks who squeak them. That's not the point of my argument here. In fact, I'm glad that neither CNN nor credibly accused sexual assaulter Don Lemon have apologized to Haley. I don't want CNN to start behaving like decent human beings or a professional media organization. No, I want CNN and Lemon to continue to expose themselves as the hate-filled, hypocritical, indecent, lying, violence-loving, terrorist-enabling sacks of garbage they are. Trust me, I don't want CNN chief Chris Licht changing a thing over there. Almost nothing in my professional life gives me more pleasure than watching CNN crash and burn. Anything that stopped or delayed that crash and burn would give me the sads. Never change, lol. Decent people need the lols. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So credibly accused sexual assaulter and serial liar Don Lemon has issued three apologies. Here are the original comments followed by the apologies. Don Lemon, this whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians are suddenly not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry, when a woman is in their prime in 20s and 30s, and maybe 40s. Poppy Harlow, what are you talking about? Lemon, that's not according to me. Harlow, prime for what? Lemon, it depends. It's just like, prime. If you look it up. If you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say the 20s, 30s, 40s. Harlow, 40s. Oh my god, I have another decade. Lemon, I'm not saying I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians are in their prime. Harlow, are you talking about prime for, like, childbearing? Or are you talking about prime for being president? Lemon, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just saying what the facts are. Google it. Everybody at home, when is a woman in her prime? It says 20s, 30s and 40s. I'm just saying Nikki Haley should careful about saying that politics are not in their prime, and they need to be in their prime when they serve. She would not be in her prime according to Google or whatever it is. Apology 1. The reference I made to a woman's prime this morning was inartful and irrelevant, as colleagues and loved ones have pointed out, and I regret it. A woman's age doesn't define her either personally or professionally. I have countless women in my life who prove that every day. Apology 2, my personal favorite because of the groveling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. I did not mean to offend anyone. What I said came out wrong and I wish I hadn't said it. I believe women of any age can do anything they set their minds to. The people I am closest to in this organization are women. When I make a mistake, I own it, and I own this one as well. I understand why you are upset and disappointed. I was trying to make the point that no one's age should define their ambition or potential for success, and I was saying those comments to Nikki Haley. Apology 3. I appreciate the opportunity to be back on Atenthe's morning today. To my network, my colleagues and our incredible audience, I'm sorry. I've heard you, I'm learning from you, and I'm committed to doing better. See you soon. Gee, is it just me, or is something missing in all that kookery? Yep, exactly what you'd expect to be missing from a garbage fire of hate like CNN. An apology to the woman the degrading insult was aimed at. But, you see, for three obvious reasons, CNN would never stoop so low as to apologize to Haley. 1, she's a Republican. 2, she's a woman Republican. And 3, she's a non-white woman Republican. Therefore, in the eyes of the Nazis who run and staff CNN, she is the worst thing on earth, a traitor to her race and gender. The hatred CNN has for her could power Las Vegas for decades. So, instead of apologizing to the person insulted, Knlal does what it always does. Makes everything about Knlal. Never change, CNN. Seriously, stay just the way you are.